This is an audio recording of the live broadcast of Survivor Jeopardy. Watch the entire video at SurvivorJeopardy.com. Shows like Survivor Jeopardy are made possible in part when our listeners shop at Amazon.com. Get all the best prices and selection at Amazon and support Rob as a podcast when you shop at the link RobHasAWebsite.com/Amazon. Enjoy the show. This is Survivor Jeopardy!
He's a bartender from Orlando, Florida, from Survivor Token Teams. Please welcome Spencer Dunn. She's a moped enthusiast from Atlanta, Georgia, from Survivor One World. Please welcome Sarah Dawson. And he's the self-proclaimed world's biggest Taylor Swift fan from Survivor One World, Colton Cumby. And now, here's the star of Survivor Jeopardy, Rob Cesternino. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Survivor Jeopardy. It is a great pleasure to be with you here at Survivor Jeopardy. We are going to determine tonight who is the smartest Survivor superfan survivor in all the land. And let's welcome in the first lady of Survivor Jeopardy. Here she is, Nicole Cesternino. Nicole, welcome.
Hello.
Welcome to Survivor Jeopardy. And welcome all of you watching us both live and in the archives on RobHasAWebsite.com. Wow, that was a mouthful. Let me plug in my headphones here as we get along here to go, and so I can hear what our panel has to say. Hello, Survivor Jeopardy players. How are you guys doing tonight?
Fantastic.
Fantastic, yes. Are you guys ready to play some Survivor Jeopardy? Are you feeling good?
Yes.
Confident or good?
Well, either or.
I'll feel good, yeah.
Okay, so let me tell you guys a little bit about how Survivor Jeopardy is going to work and how the game is going to be a little different than regular Jeopardy. Of course, we have our three Survivor enthusiasts, our Survivor experts here on the panel with us. They each have a buzzer, which is a different noisemaker. Colton is going to be having the noisemaker, which is a dog. Colton, can you? Yes. Dawson is going to be using the horn on her moped. Yes, and Spencer is going to, he has a breaking glass sound effect. Okay. Any tie breaks, if we can't figure out who buzzed in first, will be broken by Scott, and he'll tell us who is going to be buzzed in first, and he'll also be keeping track of the score. Scott, are you up to the task?
Think so, yes.
How many bribes, Scott?
Yes, you can't bribe him because people are watching live, as we now know, and following along. So any irregularities will be reported. People are taking bets already on Twitter. I saw Gordon Holmes had his money on Dawson. Some people were betting on Colton. I saw people thinking that Spencer is the sleeper.
There was There was one person that tweeted me.
Yes, one person. But what are you going to do? Yeah, okay, good. Well, this is going to be a lot of fun. I'm really, really looking forward to this. As you guys may or may not know, I've been waiting a very long time to do this, and I'm very excited to be here with you guys live tonight and finally doing it. One last thing that's going to be a little different than regular Jeopardy. We will be allowing our players to buzz in before I finish reading the question. If they think they know the answer, we will let them buzz in. I will stop reading the question at that point. They will have the opportunity to answer the question whenever they feel like they can. But just remember, players, you will be penalized the amount of the answer if you pick the wrong question. And, of course, be sure to phrase all of your responses in the form of a question. Understood?
Understood.
All right. Worth playing for?
Yes, I have a question.
Yes.
What if we're so overwhelmed by the difficulty of the questions that we are all in the red at the end? Are we going to have Final Jeopardy?
Yes, if everybody is in the minus, we will play Final Jeopardy anyway. But Nicole will be declared the winner of Survivor Jeopardy.
Okay, fair.
Yes. Or we will award it to Survivor Cochran, even though he's not with us. Okay, or Nicole. One or the other. We'll flip a coin. All right, so are you guys ready to see the categories for tonight's epic game of Survivor Jeopardy?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Categories, please. All right, here we go. The first category. All right. First things first. Our next category is going to be the hidden immunity idol. Next is my secret identity. Next is title fight. All of the answers in this category will be the name of a Survivor season. Okay. Next, famous last words. These are things said by survivors after being voted out of the game. Next category, returns department. All of these questions will deal with returning players to the game. Okay? The Rob that doesn't suck. And lastly, Survivor before and after. All of the responses in this category will be two responses combined together by something that links them together. For instance, if the response was the poker playing Frenchman from Survivor China and a product you might want to use before you get waxed that was invented by Edna, that would be John Robert Ease. Okay, so that is a Survivor before and after. Dawson, since you are the most recent person to play Survivor, you control the board and you can select first.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, let's go for first things first for 400.
Okay, a little out of whack. First things first for 400. And Nicole doesn't have headphones on, so she will, here you go. All right, and of course, there are two daily doubles to be found on the board in this round. And this will only be the single Jeopardy round, and then we will go to Final Jeopardy after this. So let's get it started off appropriately. First things first. This was the first player to be voted out of Survivor twice. Okay, that was the glass breaking, and that is Spencer.
Are we including...
Yes, I need an answer, Spencer.
Rudy.
Rudy, I'm sorry. No, that is not correct. All right, who is second? Hold on, Scott, who is second?
Dawson.
All right. Dawson.
Yes, that was Burton. Who is Burton?
That is right. Who is Burton Roberts? And Dawson is on the board. All right. So that is Dawson is out in front here, the early front runner, Nicole. Yes. All right, Scott, you got that on the score tally?
For Dawson, -400 for Spencer.
Yeah.
Yes. There we go. All right, good. Everything's working. All right, Dawson, you control the board. Where do you want to go next?
Let's go to the one right next to that one.
This is the hidden immunity idol for 400. The answer there is this was the very first holder of the hidden immunity idol. All right, Colton.
Who is Gary from Guatemala?
Yes, Gary Hogaboom. That is correct. Colton, you now control the board and have tied up the game with Dawson.
I like hidden immunity idols, so let's go there for 200.
All right, hidden immunity idol for 200. The first player to be voted out of the game with the hidden immunity idol actually had two. Spencer.
Who is James?
Yes, James Clements is the right answer. And Spencer, you're halfway out of the hole. You control the board.
I like it in red, it's fine. Hidden immunity idol 600.
Hidden immunity idol for 600. The number of hidden immunity idols found by Russell Hance in Survivor Samoa. Yes, Colton.
What is three?
What is three? That is correct. And Colton, you have now taken the lead by yourself, and you control the board.
Hidden immunity idols for 800.
Hidden immunity idol for 800. The answer there is Oh, that's the Daily Double. Colton, you've stumbled into the Daily Double. It is early in the game. You have how much money to play with here, Scott?
$1,000.
$1,000. Good. That makes it very easy for us. Colton, how much of that $1,000 do you want to wager?
I'll go all in.
All in. A true Daily Double, Nicole.
That's an Auburn saying, Colton.
A true Daily Double. All right, Colton, here is your answer. This was the first survivor to create a fake immunity idol.
Yao Man Chan.
That is correct. It is Yao Man. Colton, now up to 2,000, a true Daily Double, and in control of the board.
Hidden immunity idols for 1,000.
Hidden immunity idol for 1,000, Nicole. This was the first female contestant to play a hidden immunity idol. Yes, Colton.
Fake or real?
A real hidden immunity idol.
Who is Amanda Kimmel?
That is correct. Colton, doing very well. He does indeed like the hidden immunity idol.
I should go get mine.
Well, maybe later. You've got a big lead and control of the board.
Okay, I can't read anything. Let's do...
First things first, secret identity, title fight, famous last...
Secret round. Identity for 200.
Okay. My secret identity. I will give you the name of a survivor. You tell me their name that they are better known as. Is somebody buzzing in?
No, I was trying to keep my phone awake and I hit the wrong
button.
All right.
Secret identity for 200. Remember, I will give you the person's real name. You tell me the name they are better known as on Survivor. So secret identity for 200. The answer there is Judd Burza. I want to make sure, Scott, is that? I thought I heard the dog. Is that called
the dog's barking were first. Yes, the dog.
Yes. Who is Fabio?
Who is Fabio? That is correct. Colton, the board is yours.
Hidden identity for 4.
Secret identity for 400, Nicole. The answer there is Shannon Walters. Yes, Colton.
Who is Shambo?
Shambo is correct. Colton, the board is yours. Bowser. Hold on. Spencer and Dawson, your buzzers are still working, right?
Oh, yeah. Cole's just kicking our ass.
Okay.
He's not kicking my ass. He's kicking yours. Let's go.
Let's go.
Secret identity for 6.
Secret identity for 600. The answer there is James Reed.
Who Colton. Is Rocky?
Who is Rocky is correct. Rocky, Survivor, Fiji. Colton, the board is yours.
800.
800. the answer there is Lee Masters. Colton.
Who is Sarge?
That is correct. That is Sarge. And we're going to take a little break in the action, Nicole. It's getting a little hot and heavy in here. Let's get a chance to meet some of our players and talk to them a little bit more. And Spencer, Spencer, now you are actually, Survivor is not your favorite reality show. It says here that you are actually a bigger fan of The Mole.
Truth. Well, now that Survivor's been on for 12 years, has kind of taken it back because The Mole lasted really 2 legit seasons. But yeah, if The Mole was still on, I would have applied for that instead of Survivor. It was a much more cerebral game that I seemed to enjoy. Plus, the traveling was awesome. I mean, they get put up at some pretty pimp-ass places in Europe, so that was awesome. And Anderson Cooper, hard to go wrong with that as a host. Sorry, Jeff.
Yes. Nicole, too, is a big fan of the Anderson Cooper. Yes. All right. Well, will you be pushing to see if The Mole will come back at some point?
No, I have lost interest quite a bit in reality TV in general, so no.
Oh, okay. Losing interest in the reality TV, Nicole. Much like Nicole.
Yes. Oversaturation, right? Oversaturation.
Oversaturation. All right, let's say hello to Dawson. Dawson, it says here that you once set your hair on fire. Now, how exactly did this happen?
We lost power in my house, so I was using a candle to read a book. I was probably reading the Bible, and I had it too close to my hair, and my hair lit on fire, and I thought the lights came back on in the room because everything lit up. And then I was like, what's that smell? And, you know, eventually I put my hair out. But I ended up with some really nice layers.
Ooh. Okay. Nicole, does heat help hair?
Heat actually damages hair.
Oh, okay. Well, be very careful with that in the future, Dawson. And thank you for joining us here on Survivor Jeopardy. And Colton, our early leader here in the game, you told our producers that you actually have a collection of pets named after survivors.
No, I had, and they weren't a collection. It was like I went through a lot of pets as a child. I had our first golden retriever was named Hunter after Hunter Ellis. I've had dogs named Elizabeth. I've had a chicken named Colleen. I've had fish named things.
Yeah. I would have named the chicken Steve Morris.
I've had a boyfriend named Steven.
Oh, okay. Well, that's no good. That's no good. All right. Well, Colton, you are commanding this game early on, but if I know anything about you from watching Survivor, just because you have control in the beginning of a game does not necessarily mean you will be there at the end.
Not necessarily.
How's your appendix feeling today?
It's feeling pretty good.
It's feeling good? Okay. You think you can make it all the way through this game?
I don't know. I don't see Kim Spradlin anywhere. So.
Okay, good. All right. Well, Colton, you do control the board. Let's get a quick score check from Scott. You want to update the scores for us, Scott?
Colton is in the lead with 5,000 points, and Dawson has 400 with minus 200, Spencer.
All right, here we go. I feel it. Spencer's going to get on the right side of things pretty soon. Colton, you control the board. Where do you want to go?
Let's finish out the secret identity for 1,000.
Secret identity for 1,000, Nicole. And the answer there is... Yeah, I'm sorry, Nicole. Nicole has actually peeled off the Daily Double as well. Yes, throwing me off of my show notes. Nicole, you're too strong. You pulled the Daily Double off the board in addition to the car. So yes, Colton. Now you are out to an early lead. You have found both of the Daily Doubles very early in the round. Yes. Now.
That's bullshit.
There's good news. There's good news and bad news. I mean, the good news is, yes, you've been lucky in finding the Daily Doubles, but you don't have as big of a chance to capitalize on doubling up here. So, Colton, Scott, how much money does Colton have left?
Currently has $5,000.
$5,000, Colton. You know, got an interesting strategic dilemma here. What are you going to do?
All of it.
All of it. All right. So this is... This is a real chance for everybody to get back in the game here. All right.
Or the opposite.
Or the opposite. Otherwise, people could be tuning out of Survivor Jeopardy early. But you never know what's going to happen. All right, here we go. The answer here, Colton. Andrea Hurd.
What? Andrea Hurd. Oh, Dreams.
Yes, that is correct. Dreams is the answer. Yes, and Colton now is out to a $10,000 through two categories in Survivor Jeopardy. A very impressive start. Colton, the board is yours. We have First Things First, Title Fight, Famous Last Words, Returns Department, The Rob That Doesn't Suck, and Survivor Before and After.
Let's go to Title Fight for $200.
Title Fight. Remember, all of the responses in this category are the name of a season. Survivor Token Team for $200. Survivor Token Teams and this season are the only two seasons of Survivor to take place in Brazil. Yes, Spencer.
Survivor. What is Survivor Amazon?
That is correct. Survivor the Amazon. 10-year anniversary of Survivor the Amazon is this month. All right, Spencer, you control the board.
Same thing, $400.
All right, Title Fight for $400. Not counting season one, this season has the shortest title. Yes, Dawson.
Did you
I'm sorry, what was that? Response one more time?
Did I get it?
Yes, you got it. What is the response? Dawson?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. What is your answer? No, not Palau. Spencer.
What is Survivor Fiji?
Fiji, yes. Fiji, sure. Only four letters there in Fiji. Spencer, the board is yours.
600.
600 of Title Fight. Numerically, this was the 10th season of the show. Colton.
What is Survivor Palau?
Palau, yes. Colton, the board is yours.
800.
Title Fight for 800. Alphabetically, this season would rank 25th. Scott? Who do you have there?
That was Colton.
Colton.
I didn't buzz in.
Oh.
Who was
that was Dawson.
Who was barking?
Yes, who... So I thought I could have sworn I heard some dog barking there.
No, maybe there's like a delay because everything's freezing for me.
Okay, all right. So, Scott, who is that one?
Dawson.
Dawson, you got this one?
What is it?
Alphabetically, this season would rank 25th of all the Survivor seasons. Need an answer, Dawson.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Spencer.
What is Survivor Vanuatu?
Vanuatu is
the
answer.
That's what I just said. Vanuatu. All right.
Vanuatu. Scott, did you catch that?
Dawson didn't say Vanuatu. It
okay.
Just cut out a bit.
All right. Sorry about that. Just a technical glitch. We will award the points to Dawson. Okay.
That was a
tough one. All right. And now, Dawson, you control the board.
Same thing. 1,000.
Title Fight for 1,000. This was the first season of Survivor to be filmed in high definition. I'm not sure. Hold on. You only have to buzz once. You don't have to keep doing it. Scott, who did you hear on that one?
I believe that was Colton.
Colton.
What is Nicaragua?
I'm sorry, that is incorrect.
Oh.
Spencer.
What is Survivor Gabon?
Gabon, that is right. Yes.
I knew that one.
Even Nicole knew that. You did know that one?
I didn't know that.
Why?
Well,
who's your boyfriend? Randy? Oh, you need to see Randy in HD. You wouldn't recognize Randy in standard definition. That's right. All right, so let's update the scores. Scott, what are we looking at?
Colton leads with $4,600. Spencer is in second with $1,200. And Dawson close in third with $800.
Didn't Colton
Where
double
did my $10,000 go?
Colton.
Golden Where did your $10,000 go? I'll check the scorekeeper.
All right. We're going to start getting some angry tweets. Hold on. Let's pause here while we get this figured out. If you're watching us live on Twitter and you have a bunch. Yeah. Let's go ahead and I'm sure the tweets
will start. Colton has 9,000, Spencer has 1,200, and Dawson has 800.
Yeah. Actually, Nicole, could you hand me the plug to the laptop? That's the last thing that we need is for my laptop to die in the middle of that. Can you just plug that? Yes. Thank you. Thank you, technical support, Nicole. Thank you. Well done. All right. So, Scott, could you run that back one more time? What is the correct score?
Absolutely. It's 9,000 for Colton, 1,200 for Spencer, and 800 for Dawson.
Yes. All right. Here we go. So, Spencer, you control the board.
First things first for 200.
First things first. These are all Survivor firsts in this category. This was the first Survivor for 200 to ever quit the game. Spencer.
Who is Austin Taylor?
Yes, that is right.
600, same category.
Okay, this for 600, Nicole. This was the first Survivor player to ever give away the individual immunity. Scott, I thought that was Spencer. Can you confirm?
Spencer, yes.
Yes, Spencer.
Who is Spencer? Jenna Maraska. Who is Jenna Maraska?
That is correct. That is correct. All right. Spencer, it's your board to control.
Same category. 800.
All right, 800. These were the names of the first two tribes in Survivor history. Colton.
What is Pagong and Toggy?
That is correct. Colton, you make the selection.
Last one for 1,000.
First things first for 1,000. The first contestant ever to receive 0 votes at Final Tribal Council. Colton.
Who is Katie Gallagher?
That is incorrect. Spencer.
It was a combined, wasn't it? Who are Cassandra and Dreams?
No, that is incorrect.
Oh, shit.
No.
Yes, Dawson.
I like how Dawson wins.
Do you have a guess?
Okay. Do you... the first person to get 0 votes at Final Tribal Council?
Yes. Tell me who it is.
Not Tom Westman.
Was Dawson buzzed in on that? Does she get minus points on that, or she didn't buzz in?
She buzzed in on that.
Okay. Yes. No. It was not Tom Westman. Becky Lee. Survivor. Survivor.
Because who remembers her?
Yeah. Well, she got 0 votes.
Half that cast.
Yes. Well, let's not. Please, the Cook Islands, that was a great season. We have so many all-stars from Survivor.
Loaded cast lend themselves to having fewer memorable people. That's my comment.
All right, 4 categories left here. Famous last words, returns department, the Rob that doesn't suck, and Survivor before and after. And Colton, you gave us the last correct response. You control the board.
Famous last words for 200.
Famous last words for 200. After being voted out, this survivor exclaimed, "I've been bamboozled." Spencer.
It was Richard Hatch.
Richard Hatch is correct. Yes. He's been bamboozled. Spencer. 400. For 400, same category. In their final words, this survivor vowed to not give the money to her evil... Yes, Spencer.
It was Christy Smith.
Christy Smith, that is correct. Before giving the money to her, before doing exactly that, voting for her evil stepsisters.
Did she understand the question? Did you determine that?
You'd have to ask Christy Smith. Or
I did ask her one time, and she didn't give me a very good response.
Or you could also check out the Survivor Amazon 10-year commemorative commentary with Rob Cicerino or Jenna Maraska at Survivor6Commentary.com. Maybe there will be some answers revealed. But those are not the answers we're worried about right now, Spencer.
600,
famous last words. After being voted out, this survivor said, "You're a little man, coach." Spencer.
Who is...
3 seconds.
Who is Rob?
Please be more specific.
Mariano, Boston Rob.
Yes, Boston Rob is the answer. Yes, so Spencer, you control the board. 800, famous last words. This voted out survivor advised the other tribe mates, be nice, play fair. Colleen Haskell. Colleen Haskell in the very first Survivor told the other tribe mates, be nice, play fair.
Finish the category.
It was a different era.
Yes, never been seen again.
Yes. All right, last in that category, Nicole, for 1,000. The survivor who said, bye, guys, hope you all get bit by a freaking crocodile, scumbags. Spencer.
Who is Judd Sargent?
Yes, Judd Sargent. Spencer made a good run in the famous last words. So, Scott, let's update our scores.
Currently, Colton still leads with 8,800. Spencer is climbing up with 3,200. Dawson has negative 200.
Yes. Dawson, are you okay? You look like you're falling down.
Yeah, my snake is crawling all over the floor.
Wait, you have a live snake with you?
Yeah.
Is it like Rupert? Yes. And have you given it a survivor name?
No, her name is Squeeze.
Is it a lucky snake?
Yeah, typically. But if I name her, all the snakes on Survivor don't fare well, so I can't give her a survivor.
Okay.
Make it.
Colton, did you ever have a pet snake?
No.
All right.
That would be a negative.
Spencer, you gave us the last correct response. You control the board. Three categories left. Returns department, the Rob that doesn't suck, and Survivor Before and After, my personal favorite.
We'll just go with returns. How about that?
200. Okay, the returns department. These are all multiple-time players. Despite making the finals once, this returning player has been voted out more times than any other player. Colton.
Who is Ozzy?
Ozzy, yes. Voted out four times, Ozzy. Yes,
returning players, 400.
Returning for four. This returning survivor has played the fewest number of days of any returnee with only 25. Yes, Colton.
This is wrong. Who is Xian Wang?
No, that is not correct. Anyone? Oh, yes, Sarah Dawson. Yes, it is Russell Swan, and you are back on the plus side.
Good call.
Yes. Dawson, you control the board.
600.
All right, returns department for 600. This is the only player to appear on the Survivor jury three times. Who is Rupert Boneham? Rupert, only survivor to be on the jury all three times. Dawson, you control the board.
800
of the returns department. The only returning player to reach the finals for the first time on their third appearance. Yes, Colton.
Who is Coach?
Yes, Coach. That is the correct. Colton, the board is yours.
1,000.
For 1,000, this is the only returning player to finish worse in each of their three return trips. Did worse? Yes, Spencer.
Who is Russell Hance?
Russell Hance, yes. Did worse every time out. And Spencer. Yes, Colton, is there a question?
No, I was just confused because it doesn't matter. Go ahead.
He had a second place finish, a third place finish, and then a place. So yeah. Spencer, you control the board.
I'm gonna save your last category for last. Your
save
favorite
it
one
for last. Okay.
The other one for 200.
The Rob that doesn't suck for 200. This
are
is
you the Rob that doesn't suck?
No, the Rob that doesn't suck is Rob Mariano.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
I thought we were talking about you.
That's all right, Rob. I was clear.
These are all questions having to do in some way with Rob Mariano, a.k.a. Okay. Boston Rob, a.k.a. the Rob that doesn't suck. This is the only survivor that Boston Rob has voted out twice. Yeah. All right, well, Dawson.
Hold on, I know this.
3 seconds, Dawson.
Oh, Matt Elrod.
Yes, yes, yes. Matt.
Oh, I got
Matt,
it.
Yeah, I thought we could
still
buzz
in. I got it.
Yeah, no, nobody can buzz in. Nobody can buzz in. Scott, give me what's the official ruling on that?
My turn.
That was very muddy.
That was definitely after the buzzer, so... And I'm not sure about what happens when a although Colton gave the answer before the buzzer, though.
Colton does not get the
but does not get the points because he was not buzzed.
If anything, that's minus 200, Dawson. No points for Colton.
Oh, how is it minus? Because he took my talk time.
I thought her time was up. Sorry.
I let that go. You got to have that quest, that answer ready when you buzz in. All right, fine. We'll just, Nicole says just give it to Dawson. Yes.
Deserving.
All right, Dawson, you have the correct response. You control the board.
Let's do that other one for 200.
Survivor before and after for 200.
Yeah.
The survivor who urinated on John Carroll in Marquesas and the winner of... Yes. I believe that is Spencer.
I forgot the category. I forgot there was a second part, so I have no idea. It's Kathy and somebody. I don't know.
Okay. So yeah, that is the incorrect response. All right. Jess, Colton, Dawson. The survivor who urinated on John... Yes, Colton.
Who is Kathy Vavrick O'Brien and Heidick?
Kathy Vavrick
O'Brien Heidick.
Yes. And what is Kathy Vavrick O'Brien Heidick? That is correct. That is correct. All right. You get how this works?
Yeah, I just forgot.
400, that category.
All right. Survivor before and after for 400. The object of Billy Garcia's affection and the object of Whitney Duncan's disgust. Colton.
Candace Wood Cochran.
In the form of a question?
Oh, sorry. Who is Candace Wood Cochran, or what is Candace Wood
Cochran? Yes, what is Candace Wood Cochran? You like that one?
I did.
Okay. Colton, you control the board.
600.
600. The first person to play a hidden immunity idol on Survivor Redemption Island... and the survivor who allegedly smuggled beef jerky. The first person to play the Colton.
Who is Christina Kell Gleason?
Yes, that is correct. For 600. Colton, the board is yours.
800.
For 800, the subtitle of Survivor's second season and the name of Sandra's favorite restaurant. Colton.
What is Australian Outback Steakhouse?
That is correct.
That was too easy.
Sandra's going to be mad at me for that one.
She's going to be mad. All right, and Colton, where are you going to go with this?
1,000, that one.
For 1,000, here we go. The first person kicked off Survivor Gabon and... the runner-up from Survivor Nicaragua. Yes. I had Spencer. Is that correct? Scott? Spencer?
Yes, Spencer.
Spencer.
Michelle Chase. Somebody. I don't fucking know.
I'm sorry. Colton.
Who is Michelle Chase Rice?
Michelle Chase Rice. That is right. Chase Rice. You're not listening to Buzzback, Spencer?
What?
You don't have a Buzzback CD?
I don't know what you're saying.
The hit song.
As long as I'm not in... Oh, I'm sorry. I got... That was... It's been a long day, as I'm sure you can tell by my bitch face. I'm sure everybody can see that I'm...
No. I could not tell it's been a long day. It looks like it's been a great day, Spencer.
That's good that it comes off that way.
Yes. All right, Colton, you control the board. The Rob That Doesn't Suck is all you can go.
400.
For 400, the name of the first tribe that Boston Rob ever was a part of on Survivor. Spencer.
What is Mara'amu?
Mara'amu, yes. Spencer, the control is yours. The only player not to vote for Boston Rob to win Survivor Redemption Island. Yes, Colton.
Who is, oh God, oh, Ralph Kaiser.
Yes, Ralph Kaiser. Who is Ralph Kaiser? Exactly.
Probably because he couldn't spell it.
He voted.
He probably meant to vote for Rob.
He voted for File. Okay. Colton, only two questions left.
800.
Wait, I'm sorry. What was that, Dawson?
I'm sorry. I thought Colton said Barack. So I was just trying to.
Barack? Like Obama?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was just looking for clarification in that response.
Yes. Yes. Did you say Barack, Colton?
No, I said Ralph Geiser.
Are we sure? Okay. Scott, can we get an official ruling on this? Did Colton say Ralph or Barack?
Ralph.
He did. Ralph. Okay. All right. We're going to let that stand. We're going to let it stand. All right. Colton, you control the board.
800.
800. Boston Rob's one and only luxury item on Survivor. Spencer.
Was it his hat? I'm sure it wasn't.
No, it was not. It was not his hat.
It is from Marquesa.
Boston Rob brought a football to Survivor Marquesas. He brought a football. And the last question of the round.
Wait, can I know how much money I have so I can know if I should bet on this or not?
Definitely. Right now, Colton is in the lead with 12,600. In second place, Spencer with 1,600. And Dawson has 400.
How did I get 400?
All right, and the last response here. In Survivor All-Stars, this was the movie that Rob and Amber watched on reward. Yes, Colton.
Oh, it's not Gullah. I don't know.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect. Anyone?
I know Frank and Brandon watched Out of Africa.
No. I was thinking Gulliver's Travels.
Yes.
That was his response.
What was the response?
He said Out of Africa.
No, he said, I know. He didn't buzz in. That does not count as a response.
She wants to fight me for second place.
Start saying stuff, yes. Then.
You could say stuff, but the round is over. What is Lord of the Flies? What is Lord of the Flies?
Oh, guys, I knew that.
Yes. All right, Survivor Jeopardy players. The Jeopardy round is over, and we're going to move into Final Jeopardy. So we're going to get everybody's pens and papers ready. But first, let's tell everybody about what our second and third runners-up will be receiving today. Nicole, would you like to show everybody what they will be getting, courtesy of our friends at robhasatundrahat.com. It's a brand new tundra hat. It keeps you warm in all sorts of Survivor elements and wintry conditions, courtesy of our friends over at Tundra Gear. And Rob has a tundra hat. And this holiday season, you can save 25% on the purchase of your tundra hat when you use the coupon code Rob has a coupon. So tundra hats will be in season for everybody on your holiday gift list. All right, so are you guys ready?
Is a good guy, so that's always good to support.
A very good guy. All right, so are you guys ready for the final Jeopardy category?
Yes.
Yes. Can we see our scores one more time?
Yes. Okay. And so let me tell you the category, and then we'll review the scores. Okay. Here we go. On Survivor Jeopardy, here is your final Jeopardy category is Survivor Winners. Survivor Winners is the final Jeopardy category. All right, so you're going to want to wager how confident are you in your knowledge of Survivor Winners? Okay, so could we please see the scores one more time, Scott?
Colton, 11,600. Spencer, 1,600. And we did some fact-checking, and Dawson, yes, has 400.
Okay, Dawson has 400. So you're going to want to, on one side of your paper, please, Survivors, write down how much you will wager in Final Jeopardy. Okay?
Can I borrow some money from you guys? Like a loan?
I've seen people, Colton, speak about this subject. I don't think it goes well. I seem to recall he doesn't believe in that sort of thing.
Politics would be a bad detour. I don't think we want to go there.
Yes.
No. Next thing you know, I'll be part of his wait staff.
Oh God.
All right, let's please Survivor contestants. Survivor Jeopardy contestants. All right.
We just show you? No, we wait.
No, don't show us. Don't show us. Are you showing? Don't show.
The result is in question.
All right.
How much did you wager?
All right, don't show us. Now turn your papers over. I will give you the final Jeopardy response, and you give me the correct answer for final Jeopardy. Remember, keep your responses in the form of a question. Okay, everybody? All right, here we go. Final Jeopardy. The category is Survivor winners. When I finish reading the question, you'll have 30 seconds to write down your response. Are you guys ready? Yes, everybody is ready.
Yes.
Here we go. Survivor winners. Not counting votes for tiebreakers, this Survivor winner received the most votes against them in their season that they won than any other Survivor winner. You'll have 30 seconds. Not counting the tiebreak votes, this Survivor winner received the most votes against them in the season they won than any other Survivor. Do you know this? Do you know it? You do know this. You don't know this. Okay, play along at home. Okay, survivors, pens down. Pens down. Dawson, are you still writing?
No.
Okay. All right, Dawson. Hands up, everybody. Let me see your hands where I can see them. All right, Dawson. Now, you had $400 coming into this. What did you put down as your response? Okay, talk so we can see you on the big screen.
Oh, okay.
And show it to us and read what you wrote.
My response?
Yes, is what? Tell us what it says on the paper.
It says, "Who is your mama?"
Your mama? No. Is this Celebrity Jeopardy? No, I'm sorry. It is not Roseanne Sesternino. It is not Roseanne Sesternino. She would have won. How much of your $400 did you wager, Dawson?
The portion I was going to pay her tonight.
400. Okay, so Dawson is down to zero.
I think she should get points for holding her arm up on the whore. It was like an immunity challenge.
Okay, well that was good. So I'm sorry, Dawson. You're down to zero. Spencer, you had 1600, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so first, Spencer, what did you put down as your response? Who is Aras? And that is correct. Yes. And Spencer, how much did you wager? 999.
No, 799.
$799. What does that bring us up to? $2,399, correct, Scott? Yeah, so
$2,399.
Nine votes for Aras in Survivor Exile Island. Yes, and he's also a creator of the Tundra Hat. All right, so Colton, it all comes down to this. Colton, what did you put down as your response? And could you speak?
Can you guys not see it?
JT? Who is JT? No, I'm sorry, that is incorrect. So, Colton, it all comes down to this. What did you wager? Say it out loud, because we can't see it if you just
said $2,000.
$2,000, which drops Colton down to how much, Scott?
Down to $9,600.
$9,600, but it's still enough Colton Cumby, you are the reigning Survivor Jeopardy champion. Let's give a big hand to Colton Cumby. He played a great game, and let's give a big hand to all of our Survivor Jeopardy participants, Spencer and Dawson. Thank you guys so much for playing and being a part of the first ever Survivor Jeopardy. We really, really appreciate you guys being here with us tonight.
As a matter of fact, JT played the only perfect game in Survivor history. He never got a vote against him and got a full sweep in the final Tribal Council.
Oh!
Bastard! I'm kidding. I like JT.
You know what? Like, it's over.
Colton, do you feel like this tarnishes your win to get the final Jeopardy question wrong?
I don't know. I was really – that was a good final Jeopardy question. I was really confused. I was trying to think about people who – I don't know. For some reason, like, I blanked on Token Cheens, and I thought that whenever they merged that JT got a lot of votes, but I was wrong.
He had them all fooled.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much. Colton, congratulations. I'm sure you will be showered on Twitter with people praising you now.
I'm about to get Twitter spanked. I was supposed to whip this guy's ass.
Dawson, what did it come down to? Was it the car horn? Was it too hard to turn around and grab the car horn?
You know what? I think it was your questions. I hate to be frank with you, but I think it was the questions.
How dare you? What about the questions?
What is questions written by Rob Cesternino?
How dare you? These questions were written by a team of fact checkers who work for Rob as a podcast. How dare you? How dare you take the good name of Survivor Jeopardy into question.
Rob, yes. You guys did a great job. Good job.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, you guys really did. This was amazing.
Well, thank you guys so much for playing. This was a real thrill for us to do. There were some bumps along the road, but we only aimed – well, we wanted to – one, if you set the bar too high the first time. These people who win, like JT, you know, you play a perfect game your first time. Then you come back on Survivor.
Then you end up writing letters to Russell for an entire season.
There's
nowhere
to go. You like to have I always like to leave some room for improvement.
Yes, you do.
Yes, I do. So we will make the second Survivor Jeopardy even better. Colton, will you come back to Survivor Jeopardy as the reigning champion of Survivor Jeopardy to take on whoever else we may throw at you?
Sure, I will.
Yes. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you guys so much. And we've got a great week of podcasting still to come. Tomorrow night, we will be live Survivor Know-It-Alls after the episode of Survivor Philippines. I'll be back with Stephen Fishback live at 9:15 p.m. Eastern. And then on Thursday, I will be speaking with the next person kicked out of Survivor Philippines. And I will be doing a full recap of the episode with Colton's favorite, Richard Hatch, will be joining me on Rob Has a Podcast. Yes.
And make sure you let him know I won.
I will get his opinion that you won Survivor Jeopardy.
Not his opinion, just let him know.
I will inform him. I will inform him of the fact. And again, thanks to all you guys who have been going ahead and doing your holiday shopping with our link for Amazon.com at robhasawebsite.com/Amazon. We really appreciate it. You're saving lots of money and supporting Rob as a podcast and crazy ideas like Survivor Jeopardy. So we thank you guys very much. So from the studios of Survivor Jeopardy, thank you very much, Nicole.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Scott Pierre, for being such a good bean counter tonight, keeping track of all the numbers. And we'll talk to you guys again soon. Take care, everybody. Bye.
Bye, guys.